The question was asked, how do we understand the concept of making a siyum, and Rabbi Feinstein's response about making a siyum on a book of Tanakh. So really, the idea of making a siyum is derived from Shlomo HaMelech. It says that Shlomo HaMelech was granted exceptional wisdom one night, and he awoke and recognized that suddenly he had a mastery of many languages and all kinds of knowledge. And he went to Givon, which is where at that time they had a center for sacrifices. That was the major bama, the Bamat Ziburit, was in Givon, and the Ark was there. So he went to Givon, and he made a great festival. And the Gemara, the Chazal Darshan, Mikan Shosim Suda LeGomra Shel Torah. From here we derive that you make a feast in honor of finishing to accomplish a section of Torah. And this is brought in Halacha, in Hachos Talmud Torah, in Yoredeya. We paskin that a person is supposed to make a siyum. And it's also quoted over there that our custom is to leave over a small portion for a time where we could properly celebrate the finishing of a section of learning. Now the question is, what's considered a section of learning? If I finish reading the parsha of the week, you're not going to say, well, make a siyum, you finish the parsha. On the other hand, we do have a very big siyum on Simchas Torah. When we finish the whole five books of the Torah, we finish reading them. So we celebrate that on Simchas Torah. That's like a communal siyum for finishing the works of the Torah. So the idea is that if it's a seder that a person has set learning, and he's invested time, and he, after a substantial amount of time and substantial investment, so he feels a feeling of satisfaction now, he's finished. He's finished the book of Yeshaya. He's finished a big work in Tanakh. We're not talking about a guy who sits 3 weeks on the book of Ovadia, which is one chapter long. I'm not coming to grade the works of Tanakh, but nonetheless, the work of Ovadia is all of one chapter. A guy isn't going to make a siyum when he just finishes that. But if a guy does sit and work week after week, he's working on the book of Isaiah, and finally, after much toil, he finishes the work of Isaiah. So that's what Rabbi Feinstein writes in the response, so that even on a work in Tanakh, one can make a siyum. Ordinarily, we're accustomed to thinking that the Torah that we toil at is the Mishnayos. A person finishes Shas Mishnayos, or he finishes a Seder, he finishes one order of a sixth of the Shas. Okay, if a person works on a tractate in Talmud, that is customarily what people do siyumim on. Rabbi Feinstein, in that response, teaches us that a work of Tanakh is also something that if a person toils on, then he can make a siyum, and it has the laws of a sudat mitzvah. He would be allowed to eat meat during the 9 days. He would be allowed to break his fast if it's the eve of Passover and he is the firstborn, because that constitutes a sudat mitzvah, even though it's not what we classically make siyumim on. But it's still something that one can make a siyum on and should make a siyum on. So it depends on the investment. There's a chazara that you do quickly, and then there's a chazara, which is a relearning. Bezrat Hashem, we hope to quickly be at a point where all our learning of Tanakh is a chazara. That's the point we should be at.